move on to item number one, approval of requisitions. Resolution to approve the following requisitions for work to be completed at McDonald High School as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above requisitions.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mr. Saginaw. Discussion?
We get bids on this?
We got bids on the concrete leveling, not on the computers, I don't think.
How about the electrical? That's not much.
I was under $10,000. This is who, is that who we've used for most of our?
I think you can do up to 25 without bidding it, out. But the reason these are on is because the limit that's the board set on it.
See, I didn't hear what you said.
I was trying to help. Yeah, the bids are only required when you exceed $25,000, I believe. And these are on the agenda because they exceed the limit that is set at the organizational meeting for the superintendent to approve without board, the board also approving it. So that's why these appear here. A lot of the items are done by quotation, so they, I would say they probably did do three quotes on the computers, for example. Probably could, usually Pam Ross does.
The procedure was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually the concrete leveling, if I'm not mistaken, we solicited bids, but this is the only company that actually showed, that demonstrated that they could do the leveling.
So you feel comfortable with all these?
Yes.
Where is the exact concrete work, just so we can, that we're talking about?
Probably have to take a walk around.
No, okay, so is it a lot of,
around,
in the front?
Around the back, where that ramp is, and a lot over the old, is that the old gym entrance?
Yeah.
Yes, a lot there, and then some around the side, although the Sixth Street entrance to the gym was done recently. But where that ramp is really bad, and then some areas up along the building.
Okay.
I think those, like those stair balusters, maybe you call them, on each side of the stairs, those are like tipping over. So
yeah,
I think
Mr. Carquito, Mr. Carquito showed us that specifically there.
And they showed us that they could repair those rather than put up, tear them out and put railings up or something.
So it'll keep the look as
yes.
close as what it was designed
yes.
for. Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to the treasurer's report.
Covered almost all the issues throughout the meeting. You know, the five-year forecast is very strong, but we do have some major issues, and we're, but they haven't really been resolved or decided yet. So this will need a major revision once we accomplish or set the path toward what we're going to do. But we are in very strong financial shape. Our operating revenue is still largely exceeding what we are currently spending. And, you know, just have so many things between staffing adjustments, levy renewals, the construction and maintenance issues that we've discussed. We have various spaces such as the swimming pool and lockers that you know, we need decisions on and could be expensive. Like I said, the stadium, even just to make it so that things don't fall, you know, it's structurally sound. Yeah, you could sit there, but, you know, the underneath, if you look at it, a lot of items could fall from a great distance. So that would have to be, for safety's sake, you know, a lot of it would have to be taken care of. So, and that would be very expensive. So, you know, there's just a lot of costs, so we would definitely take another look at this once we get some more concrete ideas on what we're going to do. And so, yes, that being said, I think everything else we have discussed that I had here. That's the treasurer's report.
About the levies.
The levies, we have various strategies. You want those brought up?
I like that. That should be right in.
Yeah, we have, again, we have the luxury right now of having revenue that does exceed expenses. But this is in our operating fund. Our problem now is very largely in the capital area. And the situation we're in is that our current large levy, we call it the large levy, which passed for 10.75 mils, is expiring if we don't do anything to put it back on the ballot. And that would be probably our first option if we would not do anything and let that expire. It would still leave us with a pretty good operating situation, but we wouldn't have addressed our capital situation. Our capital situation would have to be addressed out of our operating funds, and it just, you know, the size and scope of what we're trying to do isn't, you know, it isn't possible, at least without doing something. So that would have the benefit of, you know, placing a rather, you know, a substantial kind of give back, if you will, to the taxpayer. But it would be very much limiting in what we could do, and we'd have to take a slow approach to some of these bigger problems. Again, that's an option. Option two, we could do what's called a renew and reduce. So we could take that 10.75 mil levy and renew some portion of it, and either retain that for operating, and then go ahead and live with the fact that we will need to make transfers out of the operating funds to do the larger scale repairs, and or pledge some of that money to do bank loans. If you were, for example, going to do a $2.8 million project, you would have to, you know, do a conventional. You can do a conventional bank loan if you structure the levy this way, and then that would involve taking some pledged amount of money out of the operating funds to do that. And then the third option would be something where you would do, I should say on that second option, one of the things you could do, you know, that would not necessarily give back anything, quote unquote, to the taxpayer. But what you could do is take that, some of that excess revenue, and pay off our bond issue. Now, we have bonds that are callable this year. What that means is you can now buy that debt and take the levy off the taxpayer, to unburden them from that particular debt. And then you would accept the debt by transferring that into the operating fund. And then the third option would be to pass a bond issue. Now, a bond issue would be more structured. And you would have to accumulate everything you wanted to do. For example, let's say a $2.7 million stadium, do all the waterproofing we talked about. You would accumulate all those projects that you'd need to do, and you would say that in the levy language that we want a bond issue for $3 million or whatever it would be to cover all these problems that we have. Maybe that would account for $4 million. Then you would renew and reduce your existing 7.8 mil levy down maybe to 3.8 mils, for example. That way you would give a little bit back to the taxpayer, but you would also address the actual problem that we have now is operationally we're in good shape, but capital expenditure-wise, we just don't have the resources to attack these more substantial problems. That doesn't mean we can't do them eventually if you take a slower approach, but it might take, we've already taken years, for example, to do some of these or avoid doing some of these projects. So how long do you want to put things off, I guess is the question. Right now is the perfect opportunity for this district because, we do have resources, operational resources. We have a comfort level there. Our bonds are callable, so that, that can reduce our debt and alleviate some tax burden. If we do everything right, it could be a great thing for the district. So those are the options from not renewing the levy to renewing part of it to renewing part of it and adding a bond issue. And it could all be scaled such that it's little or no burden to the taxpayer, or even a give back, if you will, to the taxpayer. So, there's a lot of things that depend on, what exactly we're going to do and in what time frame, and that's what we're going to hash out and decide on over the coming months. It has to be done. We have to act in June and July and file in August. So there's a lot of decisions that have to be made in a pretty short order. So, and all of them are really, really good for the district and the taxpayer and the students, especially. That's what the goal is, to get it, make it great for the students. But in this case, everybody could benefit from the current way we're structured. So. Is that any questions on that? It's very complicated. I know it's hard to explain.
Is it safe to assume that any bond issue would also have or require call protection?
I mean, it's always good to put a call option in there just for this example here. Now we can retreat.
But I'm saying, would the idea of a callable whenever instrument, is that even a possibility, or is that something that, it's just there's going to be some no call protection regardless of what we look at?
I think when you structure your finance, you can do that, and callable would make it more expensive.
Just cost more.
Yeah, there's a cost to that. But generally, when you're looking at 28 years of financing, it's, pennies per month or however you want. It's not significant. So a lot of people do put it in just so that they hope in the future, if they have to call that back and restructure just like this, if we would call back 2.8 mils and put 3 on or 2.8 on or something, some variation of that, we can do, finish what, paying for what we have and then start a new life, so to speak. Okay, now we're going to do something.
What kind of rate do you think we might be looking at, or is it you wouldn't have a sense of
rating? Our rating?
Yeah. What kind of interest rate we'd have to pay for that?
I don't know what rate they would charge. I mean, I think because we're financially sound and we would look good to them, and they would give us the best rate right now. I mean, the way because we are financially sound and well structured and everything. So I don't know. I have no idea what the rate might be.
You have any feelings for it?
I think these are things we want to discuss. We've got some really great options. And but primarily, we need to know what the community wants. And that's why we're going to want to schedule some things truly within the next couple of weeks here.
So you're talking about convening the business advisory
committee? I'll be making phone calls tomorrow to try and get some folks together next week.
And the bonds that you're talking about calling back now, just for the record, those are the ones that have paid for the construction, basically, of the new Roosevelt as well as remodeling here?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that would be the district's share was financed. Okay. I don't remember if it's a $1 or $2 million financing, but we're paying that off right now.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
A lot of time involved in that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jerry, we look at that strongly. We have to act. I know it's crisis management. It's coming down to our next meeting. We have to have something prepared.
Mm-hmm.
When we meet? June 18th or something? Or?
I was going to say 20th, maybe?
20th?
Something like that.
Now, you could have special meetings, yes. So, I mean, you could put
That's
it
true.
Off a little bit, yeah. You know, but it really needs to happen.
Still, the clock's running on that.
Right. It's still
okay.
Fast time.
Well, if you get information from the advisory committee, I'd like to have our finance committee look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll save some time and report back. Look at the numbers. But thanks for the information.
Yeah.
It's nice that we can choose what we do. We're not dictated. We have so many options. It's a great, great position to be into. I'm thank you for all your hard work on that, too.
That'll move us to the superintendent's report. Mr. Rawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two things. The first item was brought up, and Mrs. Harvey had sent me and passed out to you. More of a reminder, but I thought it'd be a good thing to mention in open session here. From time to time, Mr. Johnson and I send you a number of emails, mostly, in fact, all of them informational type things, some things that are going on or whatever. And as we all know, all those emails are a public record. But this cautions us to make sure, and usually what we get back from a couple board members, thank you, which is fine. But we do want to caution you not to get involved in any kind of a back and forth on the emails, because that would then constitute a discussion that would be subject to public records and probably. And that has not happened except for some minor things, I think.
And just to interject, Doug Ross, who is the village solicitor, provided me with this and had a discussion with me regarding this. This Ohio Supreme Court case actually made it if a majority of the board discusses something that could become board business, it could be, it is construed as a board meeting that is in violation of the Sunshine Law. Basically, what happened here is there was an editorial, there were board members who discussed how they were going to respond to that. And it turned out that one of the board members sued them as a violation of the Sunshine Law. And even though the lower courts struck it down, the Supreme Court made it so that you just can't have those kind of discussions over email with the majority of the board.
And that does it. We will continue to send you informational things because we're trying to keep you up to date on things that are going on, but then the actual discussions will always take place here. The other thing that I have, and it got this at 3:00 today, and just to make you aware that talk radio, all the network news shows are blowing up over the edicts from the United States Department of Education and the United States Department of Justice regarding discrimination on the basis of gender identity and violation of Title IX. So we are looking at our procedures. without getting into all the nuts and bolts of this, what the federal government has said is discrimination is different than what we were advised and what all the attorneys were advising back in the fall. So we are waiting. I have not yet received the 25-page letter from the Department of Education. It's a Dear Colleagues letter, which means it's not, it is not based in law. It is based on interpretation by the Department of Justice and the Department of Education. But that's how they will interpret issues when it comes to federal funding. So I wanted just to bring it up. We don't know anything about it except what we've all heard for the most part, and so we will be acting accordingly, whatever accordingly is.
I think that you should be prepared to have a solution for us. I mean, you know that something's coming down.
Well,
give us more than one opportunity to come down one night and say, here's what we have. Where the restrooms facility is going to be here.
If what they have stated mm-hmm. is going to be the solution, then it basically what it'll be, Tom, is any student can use the restroom facility, the locker room facility of the gender in which they
identify.
And a student who is uncomfortable with that will be, we would recommend that they use one of the private restrooms in the building.
Why don't they use one of the private restrooms in the building? Mm.
That's what we were told in the fall, and now.
So 99% have to make it. I'm against it. Where the hell's the majority rule in our country? When we lose that? I'm not against them using the restroom. I think the locker room is a little ridiculous. That's my feeling.
This wasn't Bob's idea.
No.
I'm confident.
I think you brought it on.
Bob's the messenger today.
I'm not against them.
I understand.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of discussion on it, and.
It's gonna change too. I mean, things are gonna continually evolve by case.
I'm sure.
And it's challenged
in
different ways.
Once they make it, though, it's not over debate. You have to do it.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
Okay. Until something changes, yes. And
if
I'm
not,
sure at our superintendent's meeting in the first week of June, we'll hear from the attorneys who addressed us back in October, and now they'll come in with something new.
Any questions for Mr. Roston? Okay, we'll move on to items for discussion. I think we're good then. Okay, then we will move back to the executive session. Item number 15, the executive session under A for employment and compensation. So that would be number 2 and number 7, as well as D, preparing for conducting or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms or conditions of employment.
What time are you going in?
The time is 8:20.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Saganich, second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried.
No action taken.
Yeah, there'll be no action taken after the executive session.
Can we be here or somewhere else?
Yeah, we can wait here. Everybody.
Yeah, let's do here.
It's yeah, it's scary. That stuff is it's bad. When you if I have a 12-year-old walks in my office, Roberta, and say, I want to be Bob.